Jerry Bader Show 1019. You don't see that every day. A listener just wrote and confessed they recently had crabs. Yeah. That is not an email that we are accustomed to seeing here. He was pointing out, he said, the shampoo is the same that you would use for head lice. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Anyway, he said it was about 10 bucks. Another one said, hang on to that one. Another one, he and his wife use mayonnaise. Suffocates them. Wash your kids' hair in mayonnaise, huh? As for they don't get transmitted at school, a friend writes, I have three kids totaling 33 kid years of school. We got lice from the school twice. Once it was from kids sharing a hairbrush. The other was from sharing hats on the playground. No nit jumping was required, and it didn't take the FBI to figure it out. When people are held in confinement, there are a few basic sanitation needs that must be addressed. Air exchange, clean waterways, handling, and pest control. It's funny that the nurse thinks schools would be exempt from number four. As for calling her a bonehead, I'm not going to apologize for that because it's insulting to me for her to assume that I don't understand how they're transmitted. Anytime somebody starts from that, well, I'm smarter and more superior than you, that's how I'm going to react. So if that offends you, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to apologize for it. All right. The Green Bay paper had a story front page above the fold yesterday. The Hunt for Answers by Scott Cooper Williams. Yeah, that's Scott Cooper Williams. To past generations of children, the animated Walt Disney classic Bambi was often their first introduction to wildlife and hunting. I kid you not. I kid you not. That's where he starts. Nowadays, a growing number of kids in Wisconsin are skipping the cartoon interpretation and instead heading into the woods for a real-life encounter as hunters themselves. As the state's annual 9-day gun deer season approaches, we thought it a good time to trash a Wisconsin tradition. Okay, he doesn't say that. That's me talking. But that's really what's going on here. As the 9-day annual state gun deer protocol. Debate remains about whether the hunting experience for children as young as 10 years old is wholesome or destructive. He makes it sound like there's this raging debate whether hunting is destructive to children. But then when he does is, he quotes a couple of anti-hunting nuts. That's what they are. Provides no evidence at all that hunting is dangerous. He starts out by quoting, there's a sense of discovery, said Bill Brassard, senior director of the National Shooting Sports Foundation. It's part of the human experience. Not so, say opponents who contend that hunting can be a traumatic experience for children and that it sets some kids, listen to this, it sets some kids on a path to develop unsavory tendencies toward violence. Ken Shapiro, co-founder of the animal rights group Animals and Society Institute, called it alarming that Wisconsin and other states have, listen to the word used here, indoctrinated young children into what he described as a culture of gun violence disguised as recreation. Being connected to nature through killing and calling it sport, there's an awful lot of problems from that, Shapiro said. It's just not a positive thing. But then Williams goes on to say, and he tries to paint balance into this. Well, neither side has scientific research to back their contention. What do you mean neither side? You mean the anti-hunting kooks don't have any scientific evidence to support their point of view? What scientific research could you have that would establish that hunting is wholesome? What you would be looking for is where does it cause harm? They're trying desperately. Look, they hate guns. The left hate guns. And they care more about animals than unborn human beings. They can't stand the thought of a child, 10 years old, one, being near a gun, and using it to kill an animal. It's a world they cannot imagine. And here's the lie. They don't care if it's 12, 14, 16, or 20. They don't want people hunting. And Williams presents this anti-hunting screed the week before deer hunting starts in Wisconsin. Why? Now, here's the lie in this whole story. Let's see. As the state's annual nine-day gun deer season approaches, debate remains. Scott, where is that debate? Where? I don't hear it. Where is it? By the debate is only anti-hunting nuts who don't want any hunting. You didn't find anywhere in Wisconsin that the 4 years of allowing this has in any way been controversial. This is you, Scott Cooper Williams, hating hunting, and you fabricate a story. More on fabricating, by the way. So I went searching for correlations between hunting and violent behavior. You wouldn't believe the crap that I found. I'm going to share one with you. Michael in Pulaski. Michael, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
My wife and I read this yesterday, and we were both pretty much incensed. And the timing of it's funny because the youth hunt, of course, was weeks ago.
Right. Yeah, thank you.
But be that as it may, when Wisconsin dropped the age that children could hunt from to 10, the first thing we heard was that all these trigger-happy toddlers were going to be in the woods shooting up everybody. Well, of course, that didn't happen, so now it's all about violent tendencies. Well, what is causing the rise in youth violence? Is it possibly, kids sitting and watching movies that glorify essentially bloodless violence where there's no reality connected to it? In contrast, when you're hunting, you actually see it's a visceral thing. You're out there in the woods and you see what happens as a result of making the decision to pull a trigger, release a bow. Do you know what I'm getting at?
Oh yeah, listen. Michael, what would be the easiest way to prove a correlation here? As you said, look at kids charged, and by kids,
right,
juveniles, charged with violent offenses, and what percentage of them have ever gone hunting?
Yep, and have we seen that?
No, of course not. You know why? Because it doesn't play into their favor. That's why. What you're going to see is a very, 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 very low number of kids who engage in violent criminal acts against human beings who've gone hunting. Let me show you how absurd. By the way, we'll take other calls on this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. This is how absurd this has gotten. This is actually 8 years old. This is November 13th, 2005. Michigan State University professors link hunting with sexual violence. Listen to this. Three female Michigan State University profs studied the magazine Traditional Bowhunter and concluded that hunting is a form of sexual violence with animals substituted for women. They describe hunting as erotic, heterosexual predation, sadomasochism, restraint for aggressive sexual energy, and allied with the abuse of women. The article entitled Animals, Women, and Weapons: Blurred Sexual Boundaries in the Discourse of Sport Hunting was published by the Society and Animals Forum. The genesis of the article was the 2003 video Hunting for Bambi, which reached national attention that year when many news outlets reported a group in Nevada was selling hunts which paid men thousands of dollars to shoot naked women with paintball guns. The producers of the DVD later admitted the hunters and women involved were actors. It was high-budget porn. Concluding that men turn bows and firearms into phallic symbols, the researchers point to terms and jargon found in the magazine in order to reaffirm their belief of displaced sexual drive. Climax, biguns, and homely cow are but a few of the many terms which they took issue with. All right, here's what it comes down to. There is no scientific evidence that hunting leads to violence. So they just make this stuff up. I was 11 years old when I got my first gun. I got a Savage Stevens single-shot 12-gauge. Couldn't use it until I passed a hunter safeties course, 12 years old, all of that. But my dad taught me how to use it, and more importantly, how not to use it. He also taught me to respect the wildlife that I would go hunt. Show me one case where you can actually link hunting leading to violence against people. Jody in New Lisbon. Jody, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Yeah. Hey, well, I spend a lot of time mentoring kids in the outdoors and teaching them the wonders of the outdoors, and sometimes that involves hunting. And one thing that I've noticed over the years is when you take a young child, whether it be 8, 10, 12, whatever age, out hunting, and they shoot their first animal, they all do the same thing. They pick that animal up. Usually it's a squirrel. They start admiring the animal, and they'll play with it a little bit. They're all excited. And as that animal starts losing its warmth and it starts to cool down and it stiffens up, you always see the same reaction from that kid. That kid has realized that death is death. And that is one of the only ways you're going to teach a child that. Now, some of them kids go on to be hunters, and some of them don't.
Yep.
So be it. But I'm telling you, them kids understand death. You can't push a button on a video game and restart that squirrel's life. They learn that, and they learn that at a young age. And that's why if you did these studies, you would, like you say, you would find out them kids are not the kids that grow up to be violent criminals.
Jody, thanks a lot for the call. I have more to say about that in 5 minutes, and we can take more calls. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I'll tell you what's really going on here. It's 10:30.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.